Most spaces have walls, no? Like, you could see radio as an invisible space without walls. Like an architectural space in time running through walls. In and out of public and private spaces. In and out of offices, shopping malls, prison cells. Public spaces, art spaces, workspaces. Classrooms and bedrooms. What can we do if we enter this room together? If we open up the windows and send some fresh air through the system? Hej, du lytter til den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en verden med færre mure. The temporary radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. Hi. Now we want to talk a little bit about the project here, the temporary radio, and why we do it, and what our motivations are. Behind the microphones now are Julia Bunn, sitting right next to me.
Hello.
And yeah, you have quite a lot of experience doing radio.
Yes, I've been doing radio. I started in when I studied art in Hamburg, so the connection was also kind of a connection with art and radio. But we started broadcasting about our protests, student protests. We had some protests against study fees and against restructuring the university. And then we continued after that with more experimental programs and a variety of different experiments with radio. And yeah, I've been doing it for 4 or 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And at the moment I have a show in Berlin, which I do every 5 weeks.
Yeah. And that's also how I know you, or I moved to Hamburg on a study exchange. I normally study in Aarhus at the Art Academy, the Jyske Kunstakademie, and 2 years ago I went to Hamburg and stumbled upon this radio show, and I've always been working with sound and been interested in radio, so I just I have to do this.
Yeah, which was great.
Yeah. And we do that on FSK, which is an independent radio station. We don't really have it the same way in Denmark. In Denmark we have local radio stations, but FSK is a more political radio station. It started as a part of a political movement in Hamburg, and now they're sending 24 hours a day. And
it's a free radio station also, which means they're not controlled by the media in Medienanstalt, and it runs without any advertisements, for example, and they have a clear political stance to them, and which exists in some parts of Germany, but not in every part. In Berlin, for example, there's no free radio station. Mm.
And I know a lot of these freie Sender. FSK means Freie Senderkombinat, and I don't know where is it again. And somewhere in South Germany, it started as a pirate radio station, and I think a lot of these started that way.
Some free radio started as pirate radios.
And now we're doing the temporary radio.
Why, Luise? Why did you? How was the idea about the temporary radio here in Kunsthalle Aarhus?
Yeah, the temporary radio for fresh air and the world with less walls is a part of my graduation project from the Jutland Academy of Arts. And since I've been working with radio the last 2 years, it just seemed natural that would be the media that I would work with in the graduation project. And I think the thing that it's also a collective project is really important for me. I invited a lot of people to participate to make it
alive.
Yeah, to make it more alive, to make it more dynamic, and also to present more the way that I like to work and have been working the last 2 years. And I think for me, the thing bringing radio into the art world and bringing the art world to the medias is a really important thing for me. I really like the radio media. But I think it needs more art in a way. And yeah, what
radio
do I
needs
mean?
More art.
Yeah, what mm-hmm. do I mean with art then? I think for me, art is kind of this aesthetic language that speaks more indirect than journalism or academic medias, for example. It's more a language that kind of speaks to your nervous system and can create like these. As Henriette Heise also said in the interview I made with her, that it can create these kind of minor disturbances that that can make people reflect or that
and leave some kind of uncomfortable feeling or maybe a kind of irritation.
Both good and bad. Yeah, but yeah, and the way that it's. That art is also more like a slow process, or whereas media is normally are like shouting, and it has to like shout loud to be able to create attention or get attention
and be very fast, like she also said in the interview it's cut very fast. Like she was speaking about television, but some of it I could easily transfer to the radio that I've been doing also, that the pace of the current TV is very fast and very much bombarding with information and with advertisement and with this and with that. Yeah. And to like slow down the pace a bit and have the empty gaps also, that's an interesting approach. Mm.
So you can kind of these slow television programs they did on TV and these more slow radio programs, it kind of sucks people in and creates a different kind of attention and different kinds of intensity than more conventional medias do.
Yeah, if people are willing to like let themselves be drawn into it. So I mean, it needs a different kind of attention to let like to even start getting into it. Mm. Otherwise, you would like switch stations and think, oh, then that's a bit boring or it's too complicated. Or so.
But I think there is a tendency at the moment that that a lot of young people, or I had a lot of discussions with people I know about this and. I know that in Denmark there are these radio programs like talk radio that gets more and more popular within younger groups actually. Mm-hmm. That they turn off the television and listen to radio instead. Mm-hmm. And we also used to internet where you kind of create your own medias and what do I want to hear now and what do I want to look at now. And I think radio is a place where you can just like slow down, relax, and just listen and learn something. And then the other part of the temporary radio is that is the thing to open up the art institution, because I have this feeling that art is often, when you go to an art exhibition, it's kind of dead often, or you only see the finished product. And I think art could need more life. And what do I mean with life? I think this thing that right now we're sending live from Kunsthalle Aarhus, and we've really been working really intense here. And we are
sitting on a big scaffold, about 8 meters high, and like you can work on all levels of the scaffold.
Mm-hmm. And people have been doing that, sitting with their laptops, cutting programs.
And the records have been played from level 8, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot to say that yesterday, actually, when when we had a DJ in the studio. Yeah.
And it's really visible. Normally radio happens in a studio that is somewhere, and you only listen to it in your own surroundings, but here you can come and watch and even grab the mic.
Yeah.
Come and grab the mic.
Some people did that yesterday.
Cool.
There was the call-in show yesterday where some of the people visiting here dialed the number and was directly on air. Yeah. Yeah, I think this distance between the listener or the viewer of art, or what is it? Yeah, the audience.
The audience. Mm-hmm.
The audience of art and the person, the artist producing. I think this it's nice to transgress these two roles, and I think, yeah, a project like the Temporary Radio can do that. I think.
Mm.
And
I mean, it's fitting with the radio for fresh air and the world with less walls to like be that transgressive in a way, to dissolve the boundaries between the public space and the art space, mm. which is, I mean, radio is a kind of using a kind of public space because mm. airwaves are there all the time anyway. So anyone could build a pirate radio station and use the airwaves.
That's,
mm. And to kind of make this public space, get it into the art space, like into the white cube, and also like bring it out again. That dissolves the kind of walls
yeah.
and boundaries that are between those spaces, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, radio for me in this project has been a space where that made it possible to transgress the limits of the art institution and reach out to the world outside the walls of the white cube.
Yeah.
Find it. Really good. Yeah.
Great. I think that's a nice yeah. last statement.
Was that the... Ah, we still have some time here.
Oh, we still have some time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, oh, you have to look at that watch.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We still have some time. Someone come and
but
grab the mic.
But now you also mentioned the pirate radio. Yeah, right now we got the permission to send on the local radio station in Aarhus. And that's so nice. I would really like to thank the people that gave their the license to send to us for this period. And in the beginning, actually, we were talking. Yeah, just I had the idea that that it would be impossible to get the license to send on local radio, but it turned out to be a lot easier than I thought. So. In the beginning, I built this pirate radio transmitter, and my idea was just to do it, just to send out radio from the art space here. But it turned out that it wasn't necessary. Yeah.
So that's also good news for everyone else who wants to maybe do temporary radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a different context.
If you really want to do it, you can. Yeah, it is possible. Also in Aarhus. Yeah. Should we play some music, or do we have more stuff to discuss?
Play some music before the next show.
Yes, just a second. I will have to find it here on my computer. That's a little bit slow. Mm-hmm. One, two, three. Nothing happens. Just a second. Oh, yeah. Everybody can do radio except for me. Yeah, why doesn't it work here? That's strange.
Sometimes it's even called Radio Perfect.
Yeah, the radio show we do in Hamburg is called Radio Perfect, and it really fits. VLC doesn't work. Yes, computer technology, go analog, do radio instead.
Yeah.
Okay, then I sent this one. Thank you.
Thank you.